Hola, my name is Jorge Perez, and I serve as the executive director of the Ensemble Español Spanish Dance Theater in residence at Northeastern Illinois University.
Hello, my name is Paco Fonta. I'm the flamenco singer and guitarist for Ensemble Español, and I'm going to be singing now Juan Sevillanas. Cartas iban y venían desde Londres a Madrid. Desde Londres a Madrid, cartas iban y venían desde Londres a Madrid. Loco estoy yo, vida mía, lo mismo que tú por mí. Lo mismo que tú por mí, en el Palacio de Oriente, todo risa y alegría. Doña Cristina sonríe al ver a su hijo tan feliz. Qué bien parece, doña Victoria Eugenia, qué bien parece, doña Victoria Eugenia y Alfonso XIII. La historia de una amapola que escapó de entre los trigos. Que escapó de entre los trigos, la historia de una amapola, que escapó de entre los trigos, la historia de una amapola, que escapó de entre los trigos, que escapó de entre los trigos, dicen que la vio el almendro, dicen que la vio el olivo, dicen que la vio la luna por un claro en el camino. Al destaparle la cara con las luces de la aurora, dicen que ha visto el gentío en el rojo una pastora que es la Virgen del Rocío. Y a la puerta de Toledo, Mare, le tengo celo. Le tengo celo y a la puerta de Toledo, Mare, le tengo celo. A la puerta de Toledo, Mare, le tengo celo. Le tengo celo porque se cita con otro la mujer que él más quiero. Porque se cita con otro la mujer que él más quiero. En el mismo sitio y a la misma. Y a la misma hora se estaba besando con otra persona. Mira la cara a cara que es la tercera. Que es la tercera, mira la cara, cara, que es la tercera, mira la cara, cara, que es la tercera, que es la tercera, ya verás con qué gracia te zapatea, ya verás con qué gracia te zapatea. Esa gitana y esa gitana. Gitana, ya conquista bailando por sevillana. Cuando pasó por el puente Triana, contigo vida mía. Cuando pasó por el puente Triana, contigo vida mía, Triana, contigo vida mía. De mirarte solamente, Triana, me muero de alegría. Porque tienes unos ojos, Triana, igual que dos luceros, Triana. Triana, igual que Don Lucero, una clase de hechura Triana que va del butonero. Si por otro me dejara Triana, de pena moriría, cariño, te quiero y te querré, eres mi norte y mi día, Triana, Triana, yo.
Sevillanas.
Hola, Jorge Pérez from Ensemble Español, Spanish Dance Theater.
I'm Paco Fonta, flamenco guitarist and singer from Ensemble Español. Llamo a la tuya, siempre la encuentro cerrada y puerta sí, y te yo no tengo puerta donde ellos llaman.
Welcome back to Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. I am Justin Kaufman. Well, this weekend, Ensemble Español Spanish Dance Theater takes over the North Shore Theater for the annual Flamenco Passion Performances. These three performances are part of the overall Spanish Dance and Music Festival. It's the 43rd annual festival. The Flamenco Passion Performances are always a delight, and they will feature more than 40 dancers and musicians in the fusion of flamenco styles. Of course, flamenco is the folkloric musical tradition of Spain, both song and dance. But this year, the performances will be bittersweet, as it'll be a tribute to Ensemble Español founder Dame Libby Camacho. She died earlier this year. Joining me in studio to talk about the legacy of Dame Libby and to talk and perform flamenco are Jorge Perez, the executive director of Ensemble Español, and flamenco guitarist Paco Fanta. Great to see you guys again. Thanks for coming in and performing. It's a treat to always have you guys right here before the flamenco passion. Thanks for being here.
You bet. Thank you, Justin,
for having us.
I want to get into all of what's happening with the festival this year, but just a real quick primer on flamenco. This is something that obviously flamenco passion is the part of this festival that is always the part that shines. But give us a little bit of an idea of what flamenco is.
Well, the flamenco style that the ensemble embraces, of course, is the presentation, preservation, and promotion of the southern part of Spain in Andalusia. And the ensemble's repertoire in these last 43 years have encompassed different styles of the flamenco style. You have the cante intermedio, the intermediate styles of songs. You have the cante hondo, the deep song of flamenco, and then you have the cante chico, the light songs in the flamenco style. And, you know, pretty much they embrace the culture of the gitanos, the gypsies that have traveled through Spain, and of course the richness of influence from the, you know, continents and countries around surrounding this incredible art form.
I think people are really familiar with the art form, the music part of it. We just heard Paco playing. The dance part of it, it's essential. It's all intertwined. You can't really split them apart. How did that come about, the idea that it's not just music, but it's dance as well?
One of the things is they celebrate so many different religious ceremonies throughout time. I mean, that's been something that, you know, many different types of tribes and cultures honor, you know, either their religious ceremonies or if they have a celebration. So the dance part is really intricate into, you know, the flamenco culture. And I think also that's really important is that the song, the letras, tell a story. So if it is, you know, a happy celebration, you'll hear it in the songs that if they're talking about love. And then you also hear, if it's, you know, lamenting a loved one or a death or so, you'll also hear the cry in cante hondo songs like the Martinete Siguirilla or Solea Polvulerías. So the song tell the story, which, of course, the dancer portrays.
Paco, how did you get involved with flamenco?
Well, I was born in the flamenco scenery, I would say. I'm from Andalusia, from where flamenco really come from. Since I was a kid, I was listening to it. And then when I was older, I started playing the guitar. I started playing more like a blues and rock, and all this music, the modern thing, you know, for us. But as soon as I saw some guitar, flamenco guitarists, I started studying it. And all of a sudden, I said, I know everything. Practically.
There's the guitar part, there's no doubt, but also your vocals. And they're so unique and so specific. Does that come from training to sing this way?
Not really. I never really thought myself as a singer. I always did the guitar, more the guitar. And then I start singing just like a, you know, like a padding. You start singing anywhere. And then they said, you sing all right. So let's go, you sing. I don't know, you are singing. So I'm a singer and a guitarist, both. That is not very common in flamenco. Normally, in flamenco, you have a guitarist and you have a singer. But in my case, I do both.
You do both. Well, you're multi-talented, as we've learned before. It really is. Ensemble Español brings flamenco and flamenco passion to Chicago. And a lot of that has to do with Dame Libby Camacho, who passed away this year. This is a big deal for you guys. You had the tribute concert in April, and obviously flamenco passion will center around some of Dame Libby's work. How influential was she as someone who led this company and brought flamenco to Chicago?
Well, yeah, I think she was very instrumental. She had a passion and drive that was presented to her thanks to her mentor, Jose Greco, this incredible Italian immigrant, you know, working in Brooklyn, who falls in love with Spanish dance and introduces it to Dame Libby on one of his tours as he was looking for dancers here at the Palmer House in Chicago downtown. And I think Libby fell in love because of Jose Greco's presentation of not only the flamenco styles, but also the classical dances of Spanish dance and the folkloric dances. And so that's one of the unique attributes that Ensemble presents and preserves are those styles of Spanish dance, classical folklore and flamenco. And then we also do it in the contemporary style. Her as an American artist, you know, she brought in her musical theater background experience into the mix. And that, till today, became part of our mission. So we've got choreographers from not only Spain, but throughout the U.S., preserving the traditional dances, but then also incorporating some of the contemporary styles.
When you lose a founder and someone who has, like you said, so inspirational and had such a unique voice and presence, how hard is it for the ensemble to move forward? Because she was such a big part of it. Obviously, there's a lot going on, and it's not just her. But as you recognize that she's no longer with you and the company has to move forward, how difficult is it? How much of a challenge is it?
I think because Dame Libby was fighting her lupus and Raynaud's syndrome diseases for some time now, I think she knew that she wanted Irma Suarez Ruiz, who is my right arm, who's been with the company 40 years of the 43-year history, and then myself for 35 years now. I think she knew that she would be leaving this legacy in her succession plan that she had. And so she wasted no time in making sure that we were part of that passionate world. I mean, we were lead dancers at one point. We were choreographers. We were teachers, not only for her youth company, but also in the community. And for me, she made sure that I knew all the administrative ends, working with our boards, committees, with our university, our grand partner, Northeastern Illinois University, who really provided this unique platform and residency, establishing scholarship endowments for our dancers to dance their way through college. And then, you know, expanding that to start them off as young as 4 years old. We have dancers who started at the age of 4, 10, 12, 15, and are now principal dancers, helping us continue this legacy as lead dancers, rehearsal assistants, and choreographers and costume designers themselves. So I think that was the beauty in Libby. She really shared her incredible passion with anyone that came into her world. And this extended even into our international connections and friends like Juan Mata and Ana Gonzalez, founding members of the National Ballet of Spain, who've been with us since 1999. I mean, talk about, you know, the best of the best.
The best.
And then, of course, you know, artists like Paco Fonta, who have been with us from the very early ages. We've got Antonio Gabari Jimenez, the legendary Carmela Greco, daughter of Jose Greco, who has been coming to us for over 19 years. Paloma Gomez, Manolete. I mean, the list goes on. Over 90 artists have embraced the Ensemble Español. And again, that was part of Libby's legacy and mission. She wanted to bring authentic Spanish dance, and the way that she did that was embracing these incredible guest artists.
Before we hear another song, Paco, just as you see the work that goes into the ensemble, and you see the festival continuing year after year in Chicago, are you encouraged and optimistic about the future of keeping this tradition alive, keeping flamenco and Spanish dance alive?
I think I'm very optimistic that the work that Jorge and Irma are doing, following what Libby taught them and taught us, me too, in some way she taught us, everybody. She was really very into teaching everybody and showing the right way to do the thing. I think that there is a big, big future, and we can see it. It's better and better.
Paco Fonta, it's great to see you again.
To
watch you play and to hear you is just it's tremendous. And I appreciate you coming back in and performing again. Jorge Perez is the executive director of Ensemble Español Spanish Dance Theater, which is at Northeastern University. All right, so the festival is going on right now, but Flamenco Passion is this weekend. And as we wrap up the segment, what are we going to hear here to take us out?
We're going to hear a wonderful Fandangos de Huelva from the province of Huelva. And it's actually one of the songs that we've had in our repertoire since 1976, when Dame Libby first started.
All right, take it away. Thank you.
labios rojos que me dislocan como tus ojos, como tus ojos que son ladrones que van robando los corazones. Del consejo, con tus ojos me encontré, y en el corral del consejo, cómo no me miraría, aunque de ti me enamoré, pa' los restos de la vida, lo sé que tiene tu labio rojo. Que me disloca como tus ojos, que son ladrones, que van robando los corazones. Que no hay nadita que ve, vuelva, no es vuelva, señores. Que no hay nadita que ve, barco que allá había, hizo la vela y se fue, con la que yo más quería.
Fandangos de Huelva.